The waiting list for rape crisis counselling in Dublin are up to a year because one of the biggest frontline services in the country is still only able to pay recession rates, according to its therapist. Also of concern at the moment is a ruling which has an implication. The High Court has ruled the provisions of the Children's First Act in 2015 require HSE counsellors to report child abuse claims made by adult service users to TUSLA. A 2019 policy published by the HSE required certain mandated persons to pass on information to TUSLA where there were reasonable grounds for concern that abuse had occurred or was occurring or at a risk of occurring. This comes from a judgment in the case. Miss Justice Siobhan Phelan held that the provisions of the legislation were clear and applied to counsellors in the HSE National Counselling Service, even where the report, in the counsellor's opinion, might cause harm to the service user. Further, it was held the proper construction of the Act in 2015 required a report to be made where an adult disclosed past harm suffered as a child to a counsellor. Now, with me, in relation to this, to talk about it, we've got Vera O'Leary, the Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. Vera, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
I'll start with the funding situation, and we're seeing what's happening in Dublin there. Are you experiencing funding difficulties like the ones being experienced elsewhere in the country?
I think, unfortunately, we're funded by TUSLA to provide the services. So we're providing, I think, such high standard and high quality counselling and support services on behalf of the state. But unfortunately, that doesn't translate to the same level of financial support and pay conditions that you would get if you were working in the public sector. So, for instance, we don't receive an increase every year to pay for increments or to pay for counsellors at the same rate that they would get if they were working in the public sector or for the HSE.
And that's the key problem there. That needs to change.
It really needs to change, Gerry, because there's an expectation from our funders that we recruit and retain very highly qualified, experienced therapists who are all accredited, and we provide that service. So the service that we're providing is exactly the same service that's actually provided by the HSE counselling services, but yet the payment is not on par. So we're not being given parity of wages.
Yeah, and you won't be able to attract the people then or keep them or retain them, and that leads on to the problems.
Separate
to that, Vera, look, this ruling, why is this such a problem? Counselors must report abuses even though the alleged perpetrator might be dead or incapacitated.
I think it beggars belief, Gerry, that an offender, sex abuser who's dead or incapacitated, that has to be reported. We already have a social work system, I think, that is completely under-resourced and that is really straining at the seams, and we know that children that need support at times can't get it because there is a lack of it in that service. So we've always had a concern about the mandatory reporting, because we're very clear in the centre. If we assess that a child is at risk, we act on that immediately and we would never hold back any information. But when you're working with an adult who has been abused as a child and they come forward for a myriad of reasons that they now want to explore the impact the abuse has had on their life, this Act is not taking into consideration the impact of that trauma.
So if you have to report or you're mandated, let's say number one, where the service user doesn't want it reported, and number two, where the person might be dead and gone, does that then set off a chain of events and take up resources within the services?
Oh, absolutely.
For every single one?
Absolutely. I mean, well, TUSLA Social Work Department will then assess whether they feel there's grounds for this to be investigated. But that in itself is a resource. So we have to do the report. The client has to give us that information. We have to send the report into TUSLA. They then have to examine whether this warrants an investigation. But what are you investigating? You don't have an offender, or the offender is incapacitated. You have an adult who is now looking for support to work through the trauma and the impact that the abuse had on their life. But it can't go anywhere. So we really need to look at changing this legislation so that it is taken into account the impact of the trauma that sexual abuse has on. And I think some common sense has to come into play here, Gerry. And I suppose one thing I'd like, though, to get out this morning is that if there is any adult survivor of childhood abuse, please don't allow this to actually prevent them from coming forward, because they deserve to be able to come forward in the service, and we will work with them, we will support them, we will ensure that their rights are protected and that they are protected to the best of our ability.
That they aren't triggered into a whole system of dealing with TUSLA if they don't want to because of this ruling.
Exactly, and I suppose, you know, for years we know it took us so long, you know, we're 30 years providing services in Kerry, and we know it took us so long to actually, you know, build up the belief in the community that people could come forward and would be treated in a caring, compassionate manner and get the services that they provide. So I really want that to get out. And I mean, the government, even through the last national strategy, are constantly encouraging, you know, survivors of sexual violence to come forward. They're looking at zero tolerance to sexual violence. So there's a bit of a disconnect at the moment between this. So I suppose what we're looking at now nationally is to start lobbying politicians around changing this, that this legislation can be changed. So we'll need the Oireachtas to take this on board.
Yeah, yeah, and start moving on it straight away.
Exactly.
Okay, Vera, listen, look, thanks very much for talking to us about that and for outlining those two issues. That's Vera O'Leary there of the Kerry Rape and Sexual Service talking about the impact of the lack of funding, that the disparity between paid as Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. If you are affected, by the way, and if you are someone who Vera talked about there who feels they need help or want to come forward, the number to call is 1-800-633-333. That's 1-800-633-333.